Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, all my friends. Hi there. This is Marcia with the Dr. Cappuccino Show. The weather's fine here in Los Angeles, and I'm sure wherever you're at, you're braving it. I'm just so pleased to be able to change and kind of switch wheels this morning. You know, we had a fabulous show last week, and this show today is going to be really a fascinating change from the methodology that we've used, because today's show is about footmen to the rescue, living for the sake of others. And we've invited Colonel Dr. Harrison back again. You know, that guy brings a lot of flair and flavor, as well as wisdom. And many of you are tuned in just to make sure you don't miss any show where that gentleman is on. But right now, we're going to digress right on in, because the International Platform for Peace has opportunities for assisting those who may be affected by depression, suicidal thoughts, and loneliness. You know, the whole world seems to be lonely these days. And we know the world that families are no longer intact. Whole families, relatives, and those so-called ancestors no longer intact. I've heard some say, I haven't visited the cemetery. I haven't even thought about my mother, grandmother, since they died. And, you know, there's a lot going on. But, you know, when we have an environment of living that doesn't conduce joy and happiness, we know we need to be doing more than talking. We need to be showing up and showing out. And Colonel Harrison and I, are you on the show, Colonel Harrison? I hope you are.
Yes, I am, Dr. Cappuccino. Good morning to you, and thanks for the invite again, and to your listening audience. Good morning.
Yeah, very good. Okay, because, you know, we promised our listeners some cold-blooded methods that will work and help them hold on, because everything, the universe is in need of a rescue. Certainly, those living on planet Earth also too, because the circumstances that we hear and we read about, it's not conducive to right living. It's not conducive to good living. It's not conducive to living at all, because when you hear that one out of three is going to have cancer, one out of five is going to be shot to death, one out of seven are going to end up homeless in their lifetime. I mean, all these stats are scary. But right now, here we are talking about an opportunity for others to come on board. And Colonel Harrison, I know you have an organization called the International Platform for Peace. Their website call numbers is www.ip4peace.org. Can you tell us a little bit about how that platform came about in the midst of so much chaos going on in the world?
Yes, Dr. Cappuccino. The platform evolved around the latter part of 2015, and certainly came to fruition January 2016 under the vision, the revelation that you were given, that we needed to advocate for peace, faith, and family, and that there would be 1,000 women in white and 100 men in black, and would be mobilized to promote peace, faith, and family, not only throughout the United States, but throughout the world. And through your initiative there in Los Angeles, it caught fire, spread throughout the United States, and it spread abroad to 40-some-odd countries. And so we had mobilized such a movement, and I forget the date that we had the universal march of the women in white and men in black, promoting, advocating for peace, faith, and family. So it was very successful. Received worldwide acclaim, and that's just the brief overview of it. And certainly, Doc, you are in a better position than I'd add to it if you so desire.
Well, I tell you what, I was very happy when I saw tables all across a huge ballroom at the Radisson, USC Radisson Hotel. During that 2016 period, you know, we had over 40 states marching at the same time on the same date that we were here performing the same feat as the LA headquarters for what was known as the 1,000 Women in White, and of course to be followed by 100 Men in Black. But we had tables representing Afghanistan, in their native clothing. We had tables representing India. We had tables representing France, Frenchmen, French women. We had tables representing just about maybe over 30 countries. And that did not stop at those here in the L.A. vicinity that joined in. It was a fabulous moment, fabulous time. And because of the success, as you mentioned, many didn't want just a march to die out. Okay, I'm going to march for a cause, march for a purpose, and then, you know, after that, that's it. That's the end of it. No, they wanted something more. So the International Platform for Peace, Faith, and Family came about within, I think, 30 days of that actual historic march, which did go down in history, because now, you know, every other state, every other group, every other genre, you know, they're marching. They're marching for something. They're marching for peace. They're marching for motherhood. They're marching for fatherhood. They're marching for against gun violence and, oh, my God, abortion. I could go on. So we were one of the first, really, to get out there and show the public, hey, whether you're a little man or a great woman, come on, join. Your voice can be counted. And so out of that, we saw an increase in people that really wanted peace. They didn't know it, but they didn't know how to get it. Some weren't versed in politics. They didn't know what would come about by their participation. So right now, let's feed this thing into the future. Now we see the world in a much more chaotic manner than it was in 2016. So the International Platform for Peace has made the decision that we're going to put this worldwide, nationwide call out for footmen, meaning those that are willing to pray for others, actually go into the home and help others, actually go in and seek in various business organizations those that are interested in what people are doing and what they're not doing and how they can be a help. You know, it's more than just donating $5, $10, $15, $100,000. But you've got to almost, in order to enact a rescue, a human rescue, you've almost got to get in bed with these people. And I don't mean that on a literal basis. I mean, you have to be in the home. You have to be a part of a household. You have to be a part of someone's life that's trying to move out of chaos into the glorious light. And so the Footmen to the Rescue program, hosted by the International Platform for Peace, is offering men and women across the nation to sign up, show up, and lead out, meaning these are people that are willing to make phone calls into homes. They're willing to go into restaurants. They are willing to go back into the churches that are still open. They're willing to go into city congressional meetings and city council meetings and talk about methods of really reaching people right where they're at. You can't wait until you hear someone committed suicide last night to start moaning and groaning, talking about, oh, I wish I could have been there, I should have been there, I should have helped them. The way to help people is to get to them right where they're at. Don't trust the smiling face every time you see it, because 9 out of 10 times there's pain behind that face. Many of us know single households. Many of us know women involved in domestic violence, men involved in domestic violence. Many of us know homeless people. How do you know them? They're standing around on street corner in the middle of the blocks. They're laying on the sidewalk. So I think in retro to what we're trying to do, I think that's the better way to reach those that might be sighing and glowing, looking at what's going on in the world. What do you think, Colonel? What do you think about that?
Absolutely, Doc. The International Platform for Peace philosophy, the principles, and its operational structure is needed. It certainly was needed in 2016, and as you said, it needed more today than ever before, because the world there's some chaos. Some folk might be leery of that word, but when there's no peace, there's disorder. This disorder comes from chaos. So we certainly need the participants to participate in the International Platform for Peace. We thank God that there was a board that was organized, and there are certain of us that are officers of the International Board, and so we're certainly promoting it, and I'm sure, Doc, you're leading toward the prayer tents, and I don't want to get ahead of you because you're the moderator, but we welcome all to come aboard and help us with this great movement, and it's not only for the present generation, but also for future generation and for our present tranquility.
That's very true, because let's talk a moment about the present generation. Some of our young folk, while they're interested in their glory, you know, their beauty, getting money in their pocket, they too are interested in seeing where this world is going. You have some very smart teenagers, some very smart millennial men and women that are blaming the older generation for what they claim is chaos in the streets. They're saying if the older generation would have paid more attention, would have given them more help, would have looked into their lives a little bit more, and then most of all would have showed that they cared, then things would not be as bad. And they're always bulldozing back to the church. Well, they no good, so I'm no good. You know, they're supposed to be helping men and women lead good lives, and they aren't any good, so I'm out of there. So you have a group, a segment of young people that are not interested in the church, and they don't feel they're going to get anything. That's just one segment. But right now, as of this coming Monday, there's going to be an application base for those that want to come aboard and get involved. We have a few here on the coming that are saying, yes, I'll take a crack at it. I'm interested in being equipment. So really, as I said earlier, if you tune back in on Monday to our website, I'm going to give you the call numbers again, www.IP, and then the number 4P, IP4Peace.org. You're going to be able to read a little bit about the history of other footmen that have gone to great lengths to get out there, and I won't even go back as far as Martin Luther and putting those pussies on the Catholic Church. I won't even go back with that 15th century. We're talking about here and there right now, people that can sign up to make phone calls, to speak at different organizational events that promote peace, faith, and family. They'll have an opportunity to go into some of the churches with our backing. They'll have an opportunity to meet and greet with those that are activists in their communities. But most of all, with people that care about others. And when you care about other people, no one has to pay you or beg you to go out and try to help one another. And so basically, the role does not require a college degree. That would be nice. But if a person has a basic educational background, they've done some kind of community volunteer work, they've been known in their community, their neighborhood, on their street, being someone that's helpful, then get on that website and read about how you can become a footman to what's going on. We need righteous. I need people to get out and meet and greet and set up meet and greets. You know, there's some meetups, over 200,000 in America. And these meetups, they just get on the end post. I think it's $19 a month. And you can call for meetings in your home, in an institution. I don't know about going into government buildings, because then, you know, you're going to have this thing about, you know, separation of church and state. They're going to say this platform is religious-based when it's not. But any building, any home, any corporate office, any boardroom that we can get into, we're going to be there talking about not only the platform for peace, but how to become a footman. And really, time has actually run out. We don't have a lot of time to sit around and say, well, you know, I'm going to start next week. Well, I'm going to start next year. Yeah. You know, my mayor's going to help out. The governor of my state's going to do this. No. They're counting on us as citizens to not only become those that are worthy of helping and assisting others, but those that are interested in keeping law and order in the community. And that's really needed more than ever, law and order. There's so much chaos going on in grocery stores. They're fighting in banks. They're running to jobs, killing people. I mean, so much is going on now, and it's really because people have lost their way. So these footmen are going to be in charge of helping others find their way. And now here I go to the Bible. Okay, you guys, hey, if you don't want to hear it, hang up. Here's one thing about it. Jeremiah 10:23 says that man walking on 2 feet does not know how to direct his step. So now here we get into a cross-order line, meaning, you know, while you may not want to go in there and talk about the Bible, no problem. But we've got to take people back to the point that if there's no self, no internal self leaning toward something, some power, some grace, some anything that will act as a lead in their life, then we're going to have a problem. If we're not, according to the scriptures, able to direct our step without some divine intervention, then we're going to have to talk about divine intervention. And, of course, we're going to have courses on how to actually do it without sounding preachy, teachy, and, of course, having the, you know, the hellhounds of hell trying to stir up insurrection and strife against our work. But bottom line, if you start in your own home, you're going to be called a footman, a rescue footman. You're going to get a little pen. The website is going to tell it all. But if you have an hour a week, if you have 12 hours a day, we need you to come on board and sign up. What do you get out of it? Well, you are going to get something, because if you work for an invisible creator, that creator is going to pay. I used to have a friend that said, if you work for God, God will pay. So you're going to get some kind of payment, even if it's one more day on your life. Who can put a value on that? So, Colonel, you know, I'm thinking that you have some advice on how these footmen can survive in a world already bordered in chaos.
Yes, there's certainly strength in numbers, Dr. Capitina, as well as safety. And as a footman that's going to be doing work for the Creator and work for God, we certainly will be doing work to save and salvage our communities and the people within the communities. There has to be a grassroots movement, grassroots initiative, because the essence of communities is family. And after family, then we have our neighbors. And neighbors, family and neighbors make up the community. So we all have to help each other, reach out to each other. We have to sort of police our own neighborhoods, our own communities, as well as within our own family, to make our communities safe. And that's where the theme, peace, faith, and family, comes in, because we need peace. We deserve peace, inner peace, external peace. We need that. We need wholesomeness in family. In order to get wholesomeness in family and to get peace, we need faith in between. So we have to believe in the supreme being. We have to work together. We have to love one another. We have to remember we are brother's keeper. And so this platform for peace is a catalyst that's much needed presently, because we can't depend on elected officials to do that which the people have always mobilized to do. We need to go back to the basics and mobilize ourselves at the grassroots level, as you said, Doc, and be advocates for peace, faith, and family, and use those principles that you're talking about now, Doc, for people to get on board so that we can make a difference present day and future. I'll pause.
You have just summed it up, and that's very true, because, you know, our politicians is always out there going into the church community. They're looking for church leaders. So they have never said that we're going to take on the role of spiritually advising our residents. That's not the politician's job. They're elected to run the city and city government, and also to make sure that there's no insurrection there in the street. That has nothing to do with religion, and they say that. So our politicians is really heavily leaning on community leaders, community activists, ministers of the cloth, to make sure that they have their backing in ruling over citizens in the cities that they are elected to rule over. They have never been those that were advised to to do anything better. So as far as we are concerned, the footman to the rescue program is a better way to go, and especially being nonprofit, there's help we can get from our official in the way of resources, literature, pamphlets, things that we can act out while we are going about our business at Footman to the Rescue. They have never been those to sit down, and even when most politicians were going to be elected, they'd go door to door in their community, shaking hands, giving out hand cards, I'm so-and-so, and I'm running for this. They, too, were not going about in a crazy way trying to get elected. They went door to door. And if we talk about our Savior, door to door. The best way to reach people right where they're at, go door to door. They're not going to jump out there waving their hands talking about, I'm getting ready to kill myself, come on and help. Going door to door is the best way. Knock on the door, hi, I'm so-and-so, I live in the next block. My husband and I, is there anything we can help you with? I'm telling you, that's the better way. Do you need a babysitter? Is your car running? Do you need help with that? Do you need help washing your windows? I mean, oh, my God, look at how many elderly people live by themselves. So basically, with that said, going door to door, telephone to telephone, cell phone to cell phone, internet to internet, which reaches millions, God has blessed in that way that you don't have to run out there in the snow and die. You can sit behind a computer screen and start typing away. Facebook has over a billion followers. You're going to reach at least 10 on that. So when we say footman to the rescue, we're not saying go out there and risk getting shot in the head. We're saying get up, make some phone calls. You can't go door to door in your community. I think there's about 40 to 75 homes in a residential block. Get out, walk door to door, just in that circle. You can do it, and I think some of the ministries are turning to that way too. And if they can't do it, they better pray to whatever God that they're worshiping to actually do it. So I'm going to say this. Now, you have a ministry. Now, your ministry is based there in Washington, D.C. You have several hundred on the roll there, and you're there all week long trying to really deal with them. Colonel, what methods are you using from your base to reach those on the outside of your base?
Excellent question, Dr. Capitina. We have an outreach, several outreach ministries. One is to two senior buildings. One is in the immediate area of the church. The other is a central city here in Washington, D.C. But what we're doing, we're going out. There's a cadre of us, the deacons and I, going out. We walk in the community. We're talking to the young brothers that are hanging out in the back of the church, hanging out on the corners of the community, and we're approaching them. We're offering them help to see if they have certain needs, and then at the same time, we're inviting them to come and attend church. So we have to lead from behind the four walls of the church and go out into the community to reach people, because for whatever reason, people are not traditionally oriented as days gone by to physically come into church and worship like they once did. So the church has to go to the people. So we go out, we walk, we talk, we minister to the people, we see if they have needs, we refer them to certain public agencies. If there are some things that the church can take care of on a minor scale, then we do that. But the key is going out, talking to the neighbors. So the neighbors live in the vicinity of the church. Those that are kind of lost their way or just hanging out, vagrant and so forth, idle-mindedness and so forth, we are talking to them, we're reaching them, and we're encouraging them that they can do better in their lives. We're ministering to them as well as referring them to city and community-based resources.
That sounds fabulous. In fact, it almost mirrors what the great sage did over 2,000 years ago. In order to reach them, we have got to get out. In order for them to hear our voice, we've got to get out. And again, we're not talking literally. We can get out physically. We can get out via the computer and the internet. We can get out by way of the form, because let's keep in mind, when the great sage walked, there was no telephones in Jerusalem at the time Jesus was walking afoot. There was no internet. There also was no organizations except the hierarchy, especially in the days of the Roman Empire, to do anything. If you weren't a Roman citizen, you had little or no rights. You could be slaughtered on the streets for looking crazy. So he let out, and he showed how to get things done with no internet, no car, no bus system. Hey, I could go on and on and on explaining the perils of the day when this sage Jesus walked about with 12 people following him. His whole methodology was follow me. Don't sit around talking and saying, you know, I'm going to plan to do this, I'm going to do that. The Romans ain't no good, and they this and that. He didn't want to hear it. He said, follow me. He didn't go into a big triad dialogue, none of that. Well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. He didn't want to hear it. He said, follow me. So when we're talking about footmen, we're talking about men and women on the proverbial feet, which is, by way, again, internet. There is, I think, about over 200 organizations just here on the West Coast alone that are begging for volunteers to come in to help them man the suicide hotline phones and other similar phones, because they recognize the community is in trouble. They're no longer closely knit to family. You know, it was times gone by, grandpa, grandma, mama, daddy, about 10 kids, aunts and uncles, everybody bound together. Some of these same people I just mentioned lived under one roof, a two-bedroom home. That's the daddy bill. All these people, generations of relatives within it. We don't have that. We don't see it. But we know right now in some of our areas in L.A., the Hispanics are doing very good, because grandma, grandpa's there all day cooking, watching kids, taking kids to school and picking them up, while the parents are out there working, sometimes two jobs each. It's got to be a call back to family. And this is why the International Platform for Peace is so successful, because that is our motto. We are living for peace, faith, and family. And you can't beat that. And I know you have a book that talks about the beginnings of race issues and law enforcement issues. And you're stating in the book that the way out of chaos really depends on each person in each family. And I just happened to, you know, thumb through the book this week, and I said, you know what, I'm going to mention that. But when you get away from family, first of all, when you get away from a creator that says, you need to follow my son because my son is following me, when you get away from a creator son that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, so there's no other way. There's millions of ways to go about living one's life, but this one said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those three elements are needed to live successfully. You got to have a life worth living, you got to follow a way of truth, and you got to follow a higher calling. And so with that being said, the creator over that son, he had a message. He said, listen, my son. This is the one that I approve. So as it stands now, we can't say from the that the footmen will come in handy. They are needed. And being a nonprofit, we can get a lot of help and resources from the government once they see we're doing something. Not sitting around talking about doing something, but actually putting a program together for movement. This is more than a program. Footmen on the ground in America, this is a movement to behold. So, in closing, Colonel, do we have your blessings here as the platform minister takes the floor? Do we have your approval?
Yes, ma'am, you do, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Colonel. Okay, that's it. Thanks for tuning into the Dr. Cappuccino Show with the illustrious Dr. William Colonel Harrison. I love calling him Colonel Harrison. We love him here on the West Coast. Tune in next week, because we're going to have some information about the programs that the footmen will be holding, which will lead to the movement. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And again, this is Marcia host of the Dr. Cupertino Show.